It is time for the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision. Darrell Sanders, good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty good.
Doing all right today. Doing all right.
So what's your thoughts so far on how we're doing the COVID shots?
I tell you, I think with the limited amount of vaccines we have, the health department's doing a heck of a job. It's a logistical nightmare for them, so we're doing everything we can to help support them, get ready for when we have to do the mass vaccinations, trying to get spots lined up and law enforcement lined up, and anything we do to support them. But it's a health department's call, but we have a phone call every Wednesday with the health department, the mayor, county commissioners, law enforcement, dispatch, and EMA to try to get things tied up to where we can make our plans. The trouble with it is I don't know what Biden's going to do. He may change everything as far as he's talking about maybe having mass shots now. So we have to have plan A, plan B, and plan C. So,
uh-huh.
And it depends on the weather. You know, if it comes out in February and we got bad weather, you can't very well expect people to stand out in the bad weather. So we're trying to come up with a drive-through, and we're working some locations on that. But that's the health department mainly. But we're supporting all we can. So
with what they have available right now, is the health department primarily the best spot you think right now?
We're talking about maybe the 4-H building. We put in a request for some drive-through tent to where the people can get, if they think inclement weather, they can at least drive through and get a shot in the arm in their vehicle. That's one of the options the health department has. We're looking at several different locations right now to handle that volume of traffic. You know, it's going to have to be a scheduled thing where you have to, of course, register to get a shot. So it could be a nightmare, but I think the health department in our county has got a good handle on it.
I was going to say it has been somewhat of a nightmare already due to registration problems. I mean, you know, people can't get registered. They're already 2-3 weeks behind if you still want to, you know, try and get vaccinated if you're 80 and over.
Yeah, you know, people have been, I think they register for the vaccination. They think they automatically come get one. Well, that's not the case. You have to be scheduled to come get it, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that might help with the long lines, that type of thing, if we can organize it to where you know what time frame you have and what day and all that. And it'll just help from having a lot of confusion, I think.
Do you feel that the health department's got all the stuff that they need? Let's just put the doses on the side, assuming you have those. Do you think they're in good enough shape with everything else that they need?
One thing I know, we had a conversation Wednesday, and what Rodney Wan and Dr. Tharp are looking for is volunteers to help with the clinics, because there's going to be a lot of paperwork that has to be done. You don't have to have any medical knowledge whatsoever. Just we need some volunteers that would sit at the desk and help register people as they come in.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we start, it's going to be, I think, a 6-day-a-week thing. I'm not for sure, but tentatively we talked about that as far as the timing. But I know they're reaching out to anyone that has any clerical experience that would like a volunteer to help. You could call the health department and give them your name and tell them the available dates that you could help. That would help considerably.
Okay. So this is going to keep going until we have to change.
Yeah. Yeah. I think right now they're doing a limited number. I just talked to Rodney to find out to how much we're supposed to be getting from the state, but I think it's only in the hundreds. It's not thousands.
Yeah,
thousands.
It's either they were going to originally get 100 and they got 150 this week, and I think they got 150 for next. But beyond that, who knows?
Yeah, I'm like I say, with the new president coming in, he could change everything, and we have to start from scratch. But we're working with what we have right now and reaching out to all of the people that need to be involved with law enforcement, because they'll be the ones directing the traffic. And we're in the process of buying cones and barriers and barrier tape and everything else to plan ahead. So right now we're doing a pretty good job as far as organization. Everybody's talking, everybody's having ideas, and we're all on the same page, which is great.
Daryl, we do have a question from a caller. Larry has a question. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, Daryl, I'm scheduled to get my shot in Lafayette. Are they going to start giving it in Frankfort later?
I think so. I don't know the particulars. I know the hospital, I think, was giving shots, and I think the health department will also be giving shots. They've kicked it around to where you can even maybe later on go to the CVS and get them. So it's still, Larry, I think it's really still in the planning stages, and they're trying to do the best they can with what they got right now, and it'll materialize as we get more answers and as far as what's going to be required of us.
Well, I thank you. I don't mind going live yet, but there may be a lot of older people that can't get there.
Right. And, you know, Larry, you know yourself, there's a lot of people that aren't really very mobile, so you can't stand in line for a long time. And,
oh, yeah.
And because I can't myself stand in line very long. But we're going to have to address that problem, too. So I think if they go to a scheduling where you have a certain time to be there, and we're not overwhelmed with a lot of people trying to get in that's not registered.
I have another question. I just thought of it.
What is it, Larry?
Paul Felty going to be available to transport the elderly and stuff that can't get there?
That's something that the health department can work out. But, yeah, I think that would be an asset. And to tell you the truth, I hadn't even thought of that, Larry. So maybe that's something we can work on. I'll bring that up at next Wednesday's meeting and see what kind of feedback I get.
Okay, well, you have a great day, and I'm going to get my shot because I'm tired of being in the house.
Well, I'm kind of the same way. So, yeah, Larry, that's the best I can tell you right now.
Okay.
And if things change, I'd be more than glad to come back on and talk to the radio station and keep them advised. That way there's no big surprises.
Yeah, okay, well, I just wanted to know about that, and I thank you for your time.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks,
appreciate
Larry.
That.
All right. Daryl, you got anything else you want to bring out that we haven't talked about as of yet?
No, the only thing we got to worry about now is we've been lucky with the snowfall so far. So
mm-hmm.
That's another area that we're involved with as far as when it comes to having the different travel advisories we have to put out
mm-hmm.
in conjunction with the commissioners. So.
Yep.
And it's, like I said before, I think it, the county, the way that it is out in the county, you can get 3 inches of snow with 30-mile-an-hour wind, it can close the roads down. So
mm-hmm.
it may be fine in Frankfort, but it may be bad out in the county. So
yeah.
That's a battle we fight with because we want to make sure the industrial park can stay open as long as possible. And we never have. There was a misconception that the county, and if we would go to a red, where you know, emergency people on the roads, some of the industrial park didn't realize they couldn't understand that. And we tried to tell them if they want to keep their people on site, that's fine. We're just taking care of public roads to make sure everybody is safe as possible. So that's a battle we fight every year, but let's hope that it doesn't snow much.
We're with you there. Dale, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. You guys be safe.
Thanks, Daryl. You too. Take care of yourself.
Okay. All right. That is the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision with Daryl Sanders.